USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In one of his first moves after the Trump administration approved the start of the presidential transition, Joe Biden is formally introducing some of the appointees to his national security and foreign policy teams.
It's a team that reflects the fact that America is back, ready to lead the world, not retreat from it. Once again, sit at the head of the table.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, a record for the Dow, closing at more than 30,000 points. The final number is the Dow up 455 points to close at 3046. President Trump reminding everyone.
That's the ninth time since the beginning of 2020, and it's the 48th time that we've broken records during the Trump administration.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Nearly 86,000 Americans are in the hospital and being treated for COVID-19. Yesterday's total is the 14th straight day of a record high in hospitalizations. The number of Americans being cared for in the nation's hospitals has more than doubled in a month. Despite those numbers, airports are still the busiest they've been since the pandemic began. Many folks getting tested before that holiday trip. As far as if that means you're safe, Dr. Olavine Carsequillo says,
and that's what people want me to tell them, and the answer is unfortunately I cannot guarantee that. First of all, when you get tested today, you were exposed yesterday, the test will probably come back negative, so it's not 100% guaranteed. And two, I can't guarantee what happens the next couple of days after your test comes back negative either.
That audio courtesy of News Nation. The Iowa turkeys, corn, and cob will see the dawn after Thanksgiving after being pardoned by President Trump on Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines recently revealed that he participated in Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine trial and he has COVID-19 antibodies. Daines and his wife participated in a blind vaccine trial conducted in Bozeman. While they didn't know if they received the vaccine or placebo, the presence of COVID-19 antibodies indicates Daines was either given the vaccine or previously exposed to the virus. Daines telling Fox News people should not be concerned about the safety of the vaccine.
These vaccines are very, very thoroughly tested. And these are vaccines that have been being worked on, whether it's COVID or whether it's other diseases. They have great expertise in producing safe and effective vaccines. But think about the fact that over 40,000 Americans were in this phase 3 trial. So it's thoroughly tested. It'll be thoroughly reviewed by the FDA. And you look at what are the alternatives right now. We've got a safe and effective vaccine coming out of Pfizer and looks like Moderna as well. How else are we going to stop this pandemic? So I'm very encouraged.
The S&P Logic Case-Shiller U.S. National Home Price NSA Index says prices rose 7% in September. That's the biggest jump since 2014. Phoenix, Seattle, and San Diego led the increase in a 20-city composite that didn't include Detroit. Prices in Phoenix jumped more than 11%, while Seattle saw an increase of 10%. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.